Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out one of my recently published devotional books, Finding Hope in Crisis, Devotions for Calm in Chaos. 90 meditations provide brief biblical encouragements when your mind is on overload. You might want to buy it as a gift for someone who's in crisis and needs a gentle reminder of God's presence and promises. It's available on my website, gracefox.com, and wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Matthew 28:6.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Matthew 28:6. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Someone once said, people with good intentions make promises, but people with good character keep them. That's so true, isn't it? Sometimes we make worthy promises without thinking about the implications. For instance, do we have time in our schedule to fulfill this commitment? Do we have the resources? Do we have a genuine desire to do it, or are we just making a promise to impress or please someone in the moment when, truth be told, we really have no intention of following through? Jesus was a man of his word. When he made a promise, he always kept it. Promising that he would rise from the dead was no exception. Matthew 17:22-23 tells us that on one occasion, he told his disciples, the Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day. Now, that promise went right past the disciples. I suspect they heard the part about Jesus being killed, and that's where it stopped. Scripture says they were greatly distressed. The same account found in Mark says they didn't understand the saying, and they were afraid to ask him about it. Now, keep in mind that the concept of a person rising from the dead was not unfamiliar to the disciples. They had witnessed Lazarus walk out of the tomb, and they knew Jesus had restored Jairus's little girl to life. Somehow, though, in this moment, they couldn't wrap their minds around Jesus' guarantee that he would be killed but return to them 3 days later. The enormity of this promise eluded the disciples, and they just couldn't fathom the hope it held for them. On the third day after Jesus' crucifixion, two of his loyal friends went to his tomb early in the morning. That's when the angel spoke the words in today's Bible verse. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Now, if we put those words into modern-day English, we might sound like this. Jesus isn't here. He promised to rise on the third day, and he did what he said he would do. Any questions? Jesus has given us lots of promises, and we can rest assured that he will keep them all. I'd love to share a few with you today. Mark 10:29-31. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. There is no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive in this age 100 times as much, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, fields, all with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. John 10:10. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. John 14:2-3. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Take a few moments to reflect on these promises Jesus made to those who have placed their faith in him for salvation. As he said, those who give up much to follow him will receive much in return, but with persecution. That's sobering. He also promised them eternal life. He promised to save all who come through him as the door and to give abundant life. He promised to prepare a place for us in heaven and to come back for us, so we can always be with him. And he promised peace, the gift of peace only he can give, because he is the Prince of Peace. The disciples heard Jesus promise that he would rise again, but they responded with distress because they just couldn't comprehend what he said. My friend, let's respond differently. Let's choose to believe Jesus' promises and allow them to take root in our hearts. When we face hard seasons of life, let's call those promises to mind and hang on to hope. As he said, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Jesus will always keep his promises. Of this we can be sure. May I pray for you? Father, we are so grateful for your word that gives us the promises Jesus made. We are grateful that because of who he is, your sinless son, we can live with the confidence that he will keep his word. None of his promises will go unfulfilled. What he said he will do, he will do. Thank you for the hope this reassurance brings. We believe. Help our unbelief. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.